I'm your host, Samaita Graver, and I want to welcome you to Truth, Salt, and Spice, the podcast, where you will find conversations steeped in biblical truths, sprinkled with salt, and a dash of spice thrown in, you know, for good measure. Welcome back, friends. I really hope that you enjoyed last month's theme as we were talking about comparison. This month we're going to jump into seasons because, well, why not? I mean, we're October, it's getting, well, freezing for me, but you know, for some people it's just cool. The leaves are changing. I'm already wearing sweaters. It's layer season. I really dislike wearing layers. I actually took advantage of the fact that we are, you know, going into the season of fall or autumn, however you like to call it. I like the word autumn. But it was because a while back I was reading a scripture and it made me think of seasons. But before I dig into that, as I was walking around our property the other day, I was looking at, we have a few pine trees, so I was looking at them. And even though pine trees are evergreens, they actually do lose a lot of their pine needles during this time. And we spend a lot of time raking pine needles off of the driveway, which is annoying. But the tree looks really pretty because it has, you know, the really green pine tree needles, but also a lot of the needles turn that orangey yellow color. And it just makes it look different. You know, ironically, though, even though pine trees do not lose all their leaves in the fall, like others do, they still actually get rid of the old. And, you know, a lot of times I wonder about how well we actually weather seasons and changes. So in I'm going to go ahead and read Psalm 1. It says, blessed is the man who walks not, well, it's Psalm 1:1. So blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous, for the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. And I really want us to focus on a man who walks, you know, in the counsel, that does not walk in the counsel of the wicked and sinners and scoffers, that he is like a tree planted by streams of water. And as I read that yields fruit in its season, it really made me wonder about how well we actually do with seasons in which we are not yielding fruit, or what we think is fruit that we should be yielding. I know that we have a tendency to compare how well we're doing spiritually a lot of times by how well our life may be going, or by how much money we're making, or by how we're, you know, what ministries we're in or leading and whatnot. And I think that just has a lot to do with the culture here in the United States. But, you know, when I look back at my own life and I see the many seasons I've been through, you know, I think back of the season in which I was married to a man that struggled with drug addiction. There was a season of single motherhood. I had a season of being really broke. Yes, there has been a season, my older two are adults now, you know, raising teens. And then I thought that was really fun, so I decided to do it again. And now I'm raising another two children, which are now in the latter part of teenhood. Why? I don't know. You know, I just like to be adventurous, I guess. You know, I had a season of, in my young adulthood, that I had no girlfriends. I had a season in which I worked in corporate America, which I actually really enjoyed. I had a season of homeschooling. So I've gone through a lot of different seasons, and there was a lot of heartache and struggle through a lot of those. But I do believe that looking back, you know, experience is the best teacher. You know, I'm able to empathize a lot better and to encourage a lot of women with different backgrounds and struggles. I can relate to a lot of them. You know, and I also learned to ask and accept help. And I know that that, in turn, blessed others by allowing them to be the hands and feet of Jesus in my life. And they were in a season in which they could help and give to me. You know, and this month we're going to be talking about, you know, seasons in life. We don't do, I think, very well in the time of not yielding what we think is obvious fruit. And there's something about us that we think we need to be constantly producing. And so as we talk this month, I have Kai and Jessica and Leslie on. We will be digging into why is it that we have a hard time with the seasons of, in winter seasons, of just being dormant. I mean, going back to the analogy of trees, deciduous trees need to lose all their leaves because they wouldn't actually be able to weather the winter. They need to not use a lot of energy. There's less light. Less water, so that when the warm weather comes back, they can then produce fruit yet again. So I don't think, I'm pretty sure we weren't meant to be in constant production. You know, the Bible does tell us to be ready in season and out of season. So there is something that Jesus, God, when he created the world, was very much into cycles and seasons. And I want us to be able to see seasons of rest as a blessing. Also, being able to be content in certain seasons of life, even though we may not be able to be doing what other people are doing, other women, and knowing that there is blessing in having somewhat limited access to people and things we do for others as well. So I hope that you stick around, and I'm always looking forward to hearing from you and feedback and messages that I get about the content. And please share with your friends. Also, if you would go on and give a review on Apple iTunes, that really helps people to find the podcast as well. So with not much else to add to that, without actually going into great content we'll talk about in the following weeks, I will see you around next time.